Hey everyone, and welcome to your very own deep dive. This time, it's all about Drupal. But before we get started, want to give a quick shout out to our friends over at SafeServer. You can find them at www.safeserver.de.
Yeah, SafeServer, they're the ones who make this whole show possible.
They really do, and they also happen to be experts in all things hosting and digital transformation. So if you need a helping hand with any of that, you know where to find them. Okay, now imagine this. You want to build a website, but not just any website.
Right.
You're thinking something powerful, flexible, and definitely not something that locks you into using just one company's software. That's where Drupal comes in.
Exactly. And for this deep dive, we're going straight to the source, Drupal.org. It's like the central hub, the heart and soul of the entire Drupal community.
So let's start with the basics. What exactly is Drupal?
Drupal is an open source content management platform, and that open source part is super important.
Okay. I'm intrigued. What's so special about being open source?
Well, for starters, it means no vendor lock-in, which basically means you're not stuck with one company and their rules. You're free to use, modify, and distribute Drupal however you like.
Freedom and flexibility, two very good things. But I bet there are other benefits to being open source too, right?
Absolutely. One of the biggest perks is the amazing community behind Drupal. We're talking about thousands of developers all around the world who are constantly collaborating, sharing ideas, and contributing to the platform. It's like having a global team of experts at your disposal.
That's pretty incredible. So it's not just about the software itself, it's about the people who make it all happen.
Exactly. But let's get back to what Drupal can actually do. We're talking about everything from simple blogs to huge community-driven websites. Think about Princeton University using Drupal to build a system tailored to their specific needs.
Wow, universities use it. That's impressive. Are there other examples like that?
Tons. Yale University uses Drupal to manage their entire online presence, making sure everything is consistent and on brand. And then you've got UNICEF using Drupal to manage a massive knowledge base across 190 countries and territories.
Wow, UNICEF. That's a global reach for sure. Any examples a bit closer to home?
Absolutely. The state of Georgia actually runs its entire government platform on Drupal.
Wow.
Serving over 10 million residents. That's 80 different agencies all connected through one Drupal system.
Okay, so Drupal is clearly a powerful and flexible platform. But I have to admit, it also sounds a little overwhelming. Where does someone even begin with all of this?
That's a fair point. But the good news is Drupal offers different paths depending on your technical skills.
Okay, that's good to know. So what are these Drupal paths we can choose from?
Well, think of it this way. You want to build a house, you can hire a contractor to take care of everything for you, or you can roll up your sleeves and get hands-on with the construction yourself. Drupal offers similar options.
I like that analogy. So how does this Drupal construction work?
You could start with Drupal CMS, which is perfect if you're after a user-friendly, intuitive experience. It's great for marketers, content creators, or anyone who wants to build a great website without needing to know how to code.
So Drupal CMS is like having that contractor who takes care of all the complicated stuff, leaving you to focus on the design and content.
Exactly. You get pre-built tools and features so you can get your website up and running quickly.
Sounds pretty straightforward. What about the other option, the more hands-on approach?
If you're a do-it-yourself kind of person and want that deep level of customization, then you've got Drupal Core.
Drupal Core. That sounds like it's for the more tech-savvy folks. What exactly is it?
Think of Drupal Core as the foundation of the house, the raw building blocks. It's incredibly powerful and flexible, but you'll need some technical know-how to harness its full potential. Drupal Core has this really cool modular structure, which means it's built from these individual components that you can mix and match to create exactly what you need.
So it's like Drupal CMS is for those who want a move-in ready house, and Drupal Core is for those who want to design and build their dream home from scratch.
You got it. And no matter which path you choose, remember that massive Drupal community we talked about. They're there to support you every step of the way.
It's like having a global team of architects and builders helping you out with your Drupal house. That sounds pretty reassuring, especially for someone who's just starting out.
Absolutely. You've got tons of documentation, online forums, and even certified Drupal partners who can offer guidance and support. It's one of the biggest advantages of being open source. The community is constantly working together to make Drupal better and easier for everyone.
That community aspect is really appealing, especially for beginners who might feel a bit lost at first. But let's talk about something else that can be confusing, Drupal versions.
Right.
Our source material mentioned things like Drupal 11.1.3 and 11.1 von XDEF. What's the deal with all these different versions?
Good question. Like any software, Drupal is always evolving, which means new versions are released pretty regularly.
Okay. So it's like different blueprints for our Drupal house.
Yeah.
Some are finalized and ready to use while others are still a work in progress.
Exactly. You've got what are called stable releases, like Drupal 11.1.3 and 10.4.3. These are well-tested and actively supported, meaning they're a solid choice if you're looking for stability and want to avoid any potential glitches.
Makes sense, especially for beginners. So what about those XDev versions? What makes them different?
Those are development releases. They're for the more adventurous developers out there who want to test out the newest features before they're officially released.
So they're more cutting edge, but maybe not as stable.
Exactly. Development releases might have some bugs or glitches since they're still being worked on. But for developers who want to be on the bleeding edge of Drupal development, they can be a great option.
So for someone just starting out, sticking with a stable release is probably the best way to go.
Absolutely. And another super important thing to remember about versions is that Drupal, like all software, needs to be kept up to date.
Right. An outdated house is vulnerable to all sorts of problems, so I imagine it's the same with software.
Exactly. And Drupal is no different. Outdated versions can have security vulnerabilities that hackers might try to exploit.
That's scary.
Yeah. So keeping your Drupal site updated is crucial. It makes sure you have the latest security patches and helps protect your website from potential threats.
Got it. So updating Drupal isn't just about getting the shiny new features. It's about making sure your online house is safe and sound.
Precisely. And the Drupal community is very proactive when it comes to security. They're constantly on the lookout for vulnerabilities and release updates to address them. Remember Drupal 7 reaching its end of life in January 2025?
End of life. Sounds pretty dramatic. What does that mean for a Drupal version?
It basically means that the version is no longer officially supported. No more security updates, no more bug fixes. It's like an abandoned house. It might still be standing, but it's not exactly a safe place to be.
Yikes. So once a Drupal version reaches its end of life, it's time to pack up and move to a newer supported version.
Exactly. Luckily, Drupal makes it fairly easy to upgrade to newer versions, and the community offers a ton of resources to help guide you through the process.
That's good to know. So they make it pretty user-friendly?
Yeah, they do. They understand that security is super important, and they want to make sure you have the tools and information you need to keep your website safe.
That makes sense. So we've talked about version security. Now, what about the actual day-to-day management of a Drupal website? How easy is it to actually create and publish content?
That's where Drupal's Content Management System, or CMS, comes in.
CMS, right.
It's designed to make creating, organizing, and publishing content super straightforward, even for people who aren't that tech savvy.
So you don't have to be a coding wizard to add a blog post or update a page on your Drupal site?
Not at all. The Drupal CMS has this user-friendly interface where you can easily manage all sorts of content, text, images, videos, you name it. It's like having a well-organized toolbox specifically for your website content.
Okay, that sounds much less intimidating than I initially thought. What kind of tools are we talking about here?
Well, you have these things called content types. You can create pages, blog posts, articles, events, basically any type of content you need for your website.
Okay. And each content type has its own set of fields and settings, so you can really customize it.
Exactly. And it's not limited to just plain text. You can add images, videos, even interactive elements.
True. So you can really get creative with it.
Yeah. And Drupal CMS also comes with features like workflows and editorial controls to help you manage the entire content creation process.
Oh, that's helpful. So you can streamline everything and keep things organized?
Yeah, you can set up different roles and permissions so you can control who has access to certain content and what they can do with it.
That's smart, especially if you're working with a team.
Right, it keeps things running smoothly. So it sounds like Drupal has really thought of everything when it comes to managing content. But what about design? Can you customize how your website looks and feels too?
Yeah, that's a good point. You want your website to look good too.
Absolutely. Drupal uses things called themes to control the visual appearance of your site.
Themes, okay.
You can choose from tons of free and premium themes, or you can even create your own custom theme if you really want complete control over the design.
So if I want my Drupal website to have a certain look, like sleek and modern, or maybe quirky and colorful, there's a theme out there for me.
Exactly. And themes are super flexible. You can customize things like colors, fonts, layouts, and even add custom functionality to your theme. It's like having an interior designer for your Drupal house.
Here we go with the house analogy again. I love it. It really helps to visualize everything.
Right. It makes it easier to understand. And speaking of adding things, don't forget about Drupal modules. These are like add-ons that can extend the functionality of your website.
Modules. Okay. So for example, if I need to add a contact form to my website,
there's a module for that. Want to integrate social media? There's a module for that too.
So modules are basically like adding extra rooms or special features to our Drupal house.
You got it. And there are thousands of modules available covering practically every need you can imagine. You can add contact forms, photo galleries, event calendars, and so much more.
And I'm guessing if you can't find a module that does exactly what you need, you can just build it yourself. Or find someone in the Drupal community who already has.
Exactly. The Drupal community is always developing new modules and sharing them with everyone. It's a really collaborative environment where everyone benefits from each other's work.
So even if you can't find exactly what you're looking for, you can be pretty confident that someone out there has already solved the problem you're having.
Exactly. And it all comes back to one of Drupal's greatest strengths, that incredible community.
It seems like we keep coming back to that.
It is really special. They're not just developers. They're also designers, content creators, marketers, users, all these people who are passionate about making Drupal the best platform it can be.
It's pretty inspiring to see how this open source model brings people together to create something truly amazing. So we've talked about version security, content management design. It feels like we've covered almost every aspect of Drupal.
Yeah, I think we've touched on all the key points, but of course, there's always more to learn. Drupal is this vast and constantly evolving platform with endless possibilities.
Right. It seems like you could have a whole podcast dedicated to just Drupal.
You probably could, but hopefully this deep dive has given you a solid foundation and helped demystify some of the jargon.
I know I've learned a lot, and I'm sure our listener has too. It's clear that Drupal offers a really powerful and flexible way to build a website, whether you're a beginner or a seasoned developer. And for anyone listening who might be feeling a little overwhelmed by all of this, remember those folks we mentioned earlier, SafeServer?
Right.
They're the Drupal hosting experts and can really help you navigate all the different options and choices you have.
They can definitely help you get started.
For sure.
Choosing the right modules or even help you put together a custom solution.
They're like your own personal Drupal Sherpas, guiding you to the summit of your website goals.
Speaking of summits, I think what's so cool about Drupal is its constant evolution. There are always new versions, new modules, and new ideas popping up all the time.
It's like this whole digital ecosystem constantly adapting and growing.
And that's what makes it so exciting to work with. You never feel like you're standing still. You're always learning, experimenting, pushing the boundaries.
And you're not alone in this journey either. You've got that whole global community behind you, sharing knowledge, collaborating on projects, helping each other overcome challenges.
It's true. That sense of community is something really special. It's definitely one of the things that sets Drupal apart from other platforms. It's not just about the technology. It's about the people behind it, their passion for open source, and their dedication to making the web a better place.
It's like a big collaborative barn raising, everyone pitching in to build something amazing.
Exactly. And that brings us back to what we've been talking about, the power of Drupal to empower individuals, organizations, and entire communities.
It's a tool that can be used to create just about anything from personal blogs to huge global platforms, sharing knowledge, connecting people, and driving positive change.
So as we wrap up this deep dive, I hope our listener is feeling inspired to explore the world of Drupal and see what they can create.
We've covered a lot of ground today, but as you said earlier, there's always more to learn. The Drupal journey is all about continuous exploration and discovery.
Definitely. Embrace the challenge, connect with that amazing community, and start building something incredible.
And if you need a helping hand along the way, you know where to find SafeServer.
That's right.
www.safeserver.de.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive into the world of Drupal.
We'll catch you next time for another adventure in the world of knowledge and technology.